do solemnly swear.
But that image now reminding some of the Third Reich and the infamous Nazi salute. The former head of the Anti-Defamation League, a Holocaust survivor, says seeing an audience of thousands of people raising their hands in what looks like the Heil Hitler salute was offensive, obnoxious, and disgusting. The candidate rejecting the comparison. Today on GMA, Trump pressed about critics comparing his tone to Hitler and Mussolini.
Does it suggest to you they should tone down your rhetoric and your tactics?
Well, maybe so, but I mean, I have a tremendous following. We want to make America great again. It's a strong following. I don't know about the Hitler comparison. I hadn't heard that, but it's a terrible comparison. I'm not happy about that, certainly.
Now, in today's voting states, the Stop Trump movement in full swing. Mitt Romney recording robocalls for both Senator Marco Rubio and Governor John Kasich.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling. I'm convinced Donald Trump would lose to Hillary Clinton.
Tom Yama's with us live tonight from Florida now. I know Mr. Trump expected to speak shortly, but in the meantime, Tom, you reported there Mitt Romney recording calls. We heard them. But for both Rubio and Kasich, telling voters Trump would lose to Hillary Clinton, suggesting they vote for anyone but Trump?
That's right, David. And it sort of sounds counterproductive that he essentially was supporting two candidates. But the goal is the same, to take votes away from Donald Trump, which could lead to a contested convention, and then the delegates would pick the nominee. David?